Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
With so much produce available all year round in supermarkets, it's sometimes hard to remember the seasonal produce where you live. And so I'm going to talk about a little bit of a chart of general seasonal produce when it's at its peak. And remember that vegetables that grow together can also taste really good together. Like strawberries come out pretty early, and so does rhubarb. Well, we know that strawberry rhubarb goes fantastic together. So in the months of May and June, if seeds got planted early enough, radishes, spinach, lettuces, arugula, asparagus is an early seasonal thing. Those are very seasonal right now because those are ones that come out. They don't mind if there's a little bit of a frost. Lettuces kind of like that colder weather. You can also see fennel at this time of the year, mushrooms and onions even, because again, they don't mind if the ground is just a little bit cold. And as June comes through, we add through more kale and chard. And again, fennel, strawberries start coming out in June, and the rhubarb, beets. You can add all those things together. Peas will start to come out in June. That's a really great one. Broccoli comes out. And when you're at your supermarkets, you can look and see that these tend to be cheaper right now. But if you are shopping locally and at your local farmer's market, that's going to also show as you walk around what the local produce are. Remember, certain ones and string beans, zucchini and squash, not so much. You're going to start to see more of those as June gets a little bit later. And as we get into July, you're going to start to see more beets. And again, your peas will still be coming out. Cucumbers will start to appear. Carrots take a little bit longer, but you can start to see some of those guys in July. Your herbs should be growing all year, actually. They should be in containers in your house, and they can be outside in containers, and then they can be in the ground. And they, certain herbs do not mind that cold weather. Parsley, oregano, tarragon, basil, of course, totally different. Basil is a very sensitive herb, and if it even gets just a little bit cool out, your basil gets like brown on the edges, turns green and way limp, and then you can't even use it at all. So I'm going to go on some of these more often and talk about seasonal produce, where you can find it, and what you can do with it, because that's the best time to buy it, is when it's at its peak season, and combining all of those things together. This is Melanie Cole. We have a great show coming up for you with Dr. Holly Lucille, so stay well.